Everyone loves to receive gifts. And this season, God has several just for you. Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell helps us discover God's gracious gifts.
I suggest to you this morning, the material man has no room for Jesus Christ. He has room for overtime. He has room for possessions. He has room for savings. He has room for himself, but no room in the inn for Jesus Christ. Yet my Bible says it's not enough to have a motorhome, a boat, a funded retirement, and all the rest of it. If you don't have Christ, you've missed the most important thing of life.
For Christians, Christmas is more than a time of festive celebration. It's a time of reverence and wonder for the God who sent His Son to connect with the human race. The real gift of Christmas is Jesus. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. In our series, God's Gracious Gifts, Pastor Chappell will take us back to the place where Christ was born and remind us of why He came and what His birth means for us today. And now, here's Pastor Paul Chappell with part one of a message called A Marvelous Gift.
Well, how many of you have ever heard that saying, looks can be deceiving? And have you ever said that maybe, looks can be deceiving? And certainly there's some truth to that. Maybe you've heard about the four stages of man. First of all, man, when he's younger, believes in Santa Claus. Then he gets a little older, he doesn't believe in Santa Claus. Then he gets a little older and starts his family, and he is Santa Claus. And then a little later in life, he looks like Santa Claus. And so sometimes you go through these stages and you're not really sure how you're perceived, but looks can be deceiving. And sometimes we try to deceive people with the way we wrap Christmas presents. I remember many Christmases ago getting my wife a little necklace, and I put it in the biggest box I could possibly find, and then I put it in several other boxes on the way in just to try to trick her and deceive her so she would not guess what was in that particular box that I had wrapped for her. Well, I suppose when you come to the Scriptures and you study how God came into this world, and when the average onlooker considers the scene at the manger and the way Jesus Christ was born and placed in that manger, I suppose those looks could be deceiving as well. I suppose someone just kind of glancing through the historical text of what happened in Bethlehem might miss the eternal significance, really, of what took place in this passage that we read just a moment ago. You see, the fact is that every aspect of Christ's birth has prophetic and scriptural significance for those of us who are born again Christians today. In fact, it has eternal significance for everyone, whether they believe or not, because when you really understand who this was that came down to earth, you're forced with a choice. You are placed in the position of accepting or rejecting the truth of who Jesus Christ really is. And this morning, I want you to take a few minutes with me and look at the marvelous gift of Christ and try to understand how God brought this all to pass and what it means to every one of us today. I want you to notice in your outline this morning, first of all, that there was a sovereign decree given, and I want you to understand the significance of this decree. The Bible says in verse number 1, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed." Now we see in the very first place, facing Joseph and Mary, an unavoidable circumstance. They are expecting the Lord Jesus to come. They are placed in a situation where they are now facing an unavoidable circumstance of going to Bethlehem. It was not by their choice. It was not something that they would have an opportunity to take a pass on this. This was an imperial order. Caesar Augustus ruled from 27 BC until 14 AD. He was a man that had a great worldwide power, no doubt. Some of you have studied the Roman Empire. Amazing things took place at the first century. Rome had the first fire department established, and they had about 170,000 soldiers to feed and to arm. And Rome had expansive highways. Some of you have heard about the Roman road system, and all throughout Italy, and on over to Constantinople, and and these roads had to be maintained. And how many of you realize, just from maybe listening to the news, when you have armies overseas and roads that need to be maintained, sometimes you're going to have taxes. And so Caesar Augustus decreed that all the world should be taxed. And that included those Jewish people living in Palestine. They were under Roman authority. And so it was that they were decreed. It was enforced upon them that they should go and pay their tax. And one of the things we learn in the Christmas story is that nothing takes God by surprise. Amen. Has it ever occurred to you that nothing has ever occurred to God? Have you come to the place of realizing that even when there are unavoidable circumstances in life, that God is still working in the midst of those times? Even when people like Caesar Augustus, people that we may feel are not in touch with the will of God, the ways of God, not sensitive to the needs of man, even when these times are upon us, that even then God is working in ways that we do not know. You see, the unavoidable circumstances of this particular Christmas story teach us that God is always in control. In your notes, the Bible says in Isaiah 40 and verse 13, "Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being His counsel, or hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him the path of judgment, and taught him the knowledge of knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding?" You see, folks, the fact is, it's not my job to counsel God, it's my job to trust God. It's my job to realize that even when the unavoidable circumstances come, even then I need to learn to trust my God. How many of you have noticed that in the Bible we see many different situations that were difficult at first, but God had a reason in the end? You remember the story of Joseph. He was sold by his brothers into slavery. They hated his coat of many colors. They were jealous of the father's love for him. And so they sold him into slavery. He was taken into Egypt's land where he was falsely accused. He was imprisoned. I mean, it looked bad for Joseph. But at the end of the story, we find that God used Joseph to bring salvation and provision to his father's people. And God had a plan all the time. Joseph may not have known of that plan every step of the way, and you may not know what God is doing completely today, but you can rest in the fact that God is always working through His plan for His people. I find it quite amazing that God would touch the heart of the most powerful man on planet Earth in order to bring Joseph and Mary, that seemingly insignificant couple, into the center of His will for them at that very moment. I see throughout the Bible God doing things like this. I see God taking Daniel as one of those Hebrew children out of his home and into the land called Babylon. And there in a time of captivity, it seemed like there could be no good come of that. And yet through that experience, we receive not only the book of Daniel, but many of the greatest lessons that we could ever learn from the Word of God. You know, sometimes there are circumstances that are unpreventable. There are circumstances that are difficult, but they are always meant for our good. Years ago, someone said something to me that has helped me in my life so very much. It might be found in your notes, just this little phrase: anything out of our control is in the will of God. Anything out of our control is in the will of God. Do you have a circumstance right now that has come into your life and you would not have allowed that to happen if you could have stopped it? But here it is upon you today. Even in the midst of the Christmas season, you're experiencing it. I want to remind you that there is a sovereign God in heaven today, and He's ruling and reigning in the affairs of men. Here was an unavoidable circumstance. Here we see, secondly, an unapproachable leader, an unapproachable ruler. It wasn't like Joseph and Mary could say, "Hey, Caesar, yeah, we're down here in Nazareth. This is not very convenient for us. We'd like to file a complaint." How many of you know you didn't file complaints with the Roman government? You did not make that your habit. You couldn't go to Cyrenius and say, "Hey, could we put the tax off for a while? I know it's due in April. Could we maybe pay it a 6-month extension later?" You see, there was unapproachable rulership. This was a time when they simply had to trust that God was doing what He was doing on their behalf. And to stop and think about the fact again that God would move on the hearts of these rulers to position Mary and Joseph in Bethlehem, exactly where they were told in Scripture that Jesus Christ would be born, exactly at the time where Micah had prophesied that Jesus Christ would be born. You know, Proverbs 21:1 says this: "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will." will. And I just thank God today that He is in control and that we can trust Him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. You may be facing today some unavoidable financial circumstances. I mean, it's not like you chose unemployment. It's not like that was what you wanted today. You may be facing some difficulties in your family. It's not like you chose to have this situation come upon you. But I want to remind you today that there's a God in heaven who works all things together for good to those who love Him and those who trust Him. This sovereign decree was a decree that God allowed and that God ordained. But notice secondly with me this morning, a special destination. Why did God give this decree through Caesar Augustus? It was specifically to bring Mary and Joseph to a very special destination. Notice if you would in verse 3, it says, "And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David." Now the Bible says in Acts 15:18, "Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world." And I suppose that Mary and Joseph, as they traveled to Bethlehem, I suppose Mary could have wondered, why in the world am I having to mess around with these animals and this trip and take this journey? I suppose it was not the easiest going up and down the rocky roads that she would travel from Nazareth down to Bethlehem. But the fact was, these principles and this pathway was known unto God. And as you travel today, even to Bethlehem, it's not the easiest place to get into. We had the privilege of visiting there a few years ago. And as you travel to Bethlehem, you do see some of the lands of the shepherds. And there is a kind of a romantic reminder of the Bible stories you heard as a child. But the closer you get in, it gets a little more difficult to navigate. The Palestinian Authority is, of course, in charge of Bethlehem. And you've got to get around the navigation of the United Nations defense and watch groups that are all around that area. You've got to go through a heavily guarded gate to get to Bethlehem today. And you've got to call in ahead many times. And some guides are allowed in, some are not allowed in. You finally see the little sign that says Bethlehem, and you come into the one place they want to take you is a Catholic church where they believe maybe is near to the site that Jesus was born. And we walked in and saw here a Muslim couple coming to see what they believe to be a holy site. No professing Christian could go into a mosque, but they were there seeing this site. And many, many, many people come there into a church that they want to say that this is where Jesus Christ was born. I don't know that can be proven biblically, but somewhere within a few miles of this site, Jesus Christ was born. I believe even as it's difficult to get there today, it was very difficult for Joseph and Mary to come to this destination. But this destination was special. A few reasons why. First, because it was a prophesied city. This city was prophesied in the Scripture. The Bible says in John 7:42, "Hath not the Scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was?" You see, this prophecy told them that they would come to Bethlehem to give the birth of this child. Micah prophesied where? Isaiah prophesied how? That they would leave Nazareth, that they would pass Jerusalem, and that they would come 6 miles south of Jerusalem to the little city of Bethlehem. Why did they go to Bethlehem? Because God had ordained that this was where His Son would be born. You see, this city of Bethlehem, this was a place that was prophesied in the Scripture.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.